Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Don Buford. Batting second. The center fielder, Paul Blair. Batting third. The first baseman, Boog Powell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Merv Rettenmund. Batting fifth. The catcher, Elrod Hendricks. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Davey Johnson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Palmer. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jim Palmer. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Ted Olander. Batting second. The center fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting third. The catcher, Ray Fosse. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Chris Chambliss. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Roy Foster. Batting 7th. The second baseman, Lou Camilli. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Fred Stanley. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Alan Foster. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Alan Foster. And now, play ball. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Camilli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is called out on strikes. One out. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a fly ball into right field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson juggles the ball. That's an error on Robinson. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles hits a fly ball into right field. Rettenmund settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Camilli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Lou Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli hits a fly ball into left field. Buford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops it up and throws to first, with Foster covering, for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles juggles the ball. That's an error on Nettles. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford takes first base on ball 4. Palmer moves to second. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 1 in the game. Blair hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops it up and throws to first, with Palmer covering, for the out. One out. Alan Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0 for 1 in the game. Olander strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Bug Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 0 for 1 in the game. Rettenmund hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stanley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0 for 1 in the game. Hendricks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Pinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pinson. The throw from Hendricks and he is safe. Pinson steals second. Ray Fossey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fossey is 0 for 1 in the game. Fossey hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 1 in the game. Nettles hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Chambliss takes first base on ball 4. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Foster fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Bellinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bellinger for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 0 for 1 in the game. Camilli hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Johnson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanley hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Blair. Stanley reaches second base with a double. Alan Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. Foster hits a fly ball into right field. Retton Munn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Stanley moves to third. Two outs. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 0 for 2 in the game. Olander hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Palmer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Palmer hits a fly ball towards center. Pinson settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Pinson. Palmer moves to second. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Camilli fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 2 in the game. Blair strikes out. Two outs. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. Powell hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pinson hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0 for 2 in the game. Fosse strikes out. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 2 in the game. Nettles takes first base on ball 4. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chambliss is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Merv Retton Munn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Retton Munn is 0 for 2 in the game. Retton Munn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 0 for 2 in the game. Hendricks hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Pinson. Hendricks reaches second base with a double. Retton Munn moves to third. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Camilli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson is walked intentionally. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Bellinger hits a fly ball into right field. Belander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rettenmund tags and scores. Hendricks tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Orioles. Jim Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer is 0 for 2 in the game. Palmer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Foster. Palmer reaches second base with a double. Hendricks scores. Johnson moves to third. It's 2-0, Orioles. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Johnson scores. Palmer moves to third. It's 3-0, Orioles. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Camilli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 2 in the game. Foster hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 0 for 2 in the game. Camilli hits a ball on the ground towards first. Powell scoops it up and throws to first, with Palmer covering, for the out. Two outs. Fred Stanley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Stanley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Paul Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 0 for 3 in the game. Blair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 3 in the game. Powell hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Merv Rettenmund is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rettenmund is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rettenmund hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blair moves to second. Steve Hargan now pitching. Elrod Hendricks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendricks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Hendricks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hargan fields it and throws to first for the out. Blair moves to third. Rettenmund moves to second. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blair scores. Rettenmund scores. It's 5-0, Orioles. Davey Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Devanon now playing second base. Gomer Hodge pinch hits for Steve Hargan. Gomer Hodge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodge strikes out. One out. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 0 for 3 in the game. Ulander strikes out. Two outs. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Pinson hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Paul now pitching. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bellinger hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Chambliss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Palmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Palmer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Palmer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chambliss scoops it up and throws to first, with Paul covering, for the out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Buford is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Fosse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fosse is 0 for 3 in the game. Fosse strikes out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Nettles hits a fly ball into center field. Blair settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chambliss strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.